علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are currently focusing on sermon number one, where Imam Ali alayhi salam also discusses about some important discussions on prophethood, and he wishes to explain some of the different dimensions of the prophetic mission and the situations that were there and the other important factors that led to the progress of a prophetic movement. Right now we are focusing on the situation of the believers when the whole ordinance of the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam occurred, and their situation and how they were, and things similar to that. Though we will firstly want to discuss a little bit of an introduction on why we should ponder upon the situations of the previous believers. There is a reason behind it, and Imam Ali alayhi salam explains that in sermon number 192 in certain phrases, inshallah, that we shall try to discuss very briefly.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when Imam Ali alayhi salam discusses about this issue, he tells us that we need to do tadabbur on what happened to the previous generations, especially the believers at the onset of the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we talked about the meaning of tadabbur, that means to look into the causes of certain events and try to understand why they happened. And the reason why we do that is that we should try and avoid the reasons why certain bad things happen to the society, and to bring about and to act upon those good things that led to good things and progress of the societies. Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam then goes on to say, when he talks about tadabbur, he talks about trying to ponder upon the situation of the previous believers and in those times, he says, كَيْفَ كَانُوا فِي حَالِ التَّمْحِيصِ وَالْبَلَاءِ. It's like Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us to ponder upon these previous generations, those previous believers that came before you. But what should we ponder about them? Then he says that ponder upon how they were when they were facing trials and tribulations. كيف كانوا في حال التمحيص والبلاء. How was their situation in the state of tamhis and in the state of bala? Now, when you talk about bala, we've discussed about bala previously, and that is, a bala is basically a test, a tribulation. It is an event that happens to you in your life, but it is an event which is actually a test for you. Some of the tests are difficult, some of the tests could not be difficult, but generally bala is referring to difficulties that are in the form of tests, in the form of an examination as to how you're going to act. Are you going to be good? Are you going to, be bad? How are you going to react to this situation? And when you talk about tamhis, because he talks about كَيْفَ كَانُوا فِي حَالِ التَّمْحِيسِ وَالْبَلَاءِ, how was their situation when they were tested and in the state of tamhis? Now, tamhis refers to an intense form of test. So, bala is a general test. Anything can be a test for us. But tamhis is something that is a bit intense. And you know, things like this happen in life. Once or twice a year, you might face a very difficult test, something that actually takes over your whole life, that engages you fully. And this is something that is called what we call tamhis, and it's very important for us to be very careful how we react in these situations.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us and he's encouraging us to think about these generations of believers that came before us and look at the fact that they were tested and they were intensely scrutinized and intensely examined by different events. Then he explains this further and says and asks, أَلَمْ يَكُونُوا أَثْقَلَ الْخَلَائِقِ أَعْبَاءً. Weren't these people the most, weighted with difficulties? أَثْقَلَ الْخَلَائِقِ. Weren't the people who were the heaviest in terms of the tribulations that had been kept upon their shoulders, like the weight of tribulations and tests, weren't they the heaviest for them? أَثْقَلَ الْخَلَائِقِ أَعْبَاءً. Weren't they like that? Weren't the tests very, very difficult, highly difficult for them? This is one way to think about it. In other words, Imam Ali alayhi salam wants us to think, look, if you try and concentrate and ponder upon what happened to the previous believers, especially at the onset of a movement, you'll see that was a lot of pressure on those groups of people. A simple example can be with regards to the Islamic Revolution. On the onset of the Islamic Revolution, really the tests that were there at that time were extremely difficult, were heavy. Today also the tests are very heavy, but those times at the start of the revolution, the tests were extremely difficult. Like you would have certain groups, the Munafiqeen, let's say, openly fighting against the government. A whole president of the, of the country being a spy, and things like that. Running away from the country, the prime minister of the country running away, and things like that. The difficulties were extremely huge. So Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to tell us that, look, when you are in difficult situations, think about the previous believers and the difficulties they were facing, and then maybe that will give you energy to go ahead in the direction of this movement. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه